When I was teaching in preschool, this song about growing oats and beans and barley was one of our favourites. I'm not sure if it's one that you recognise. There's another farmer planting seeds in the lesson that I just read this morning from the 13th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, the parable of the sower. This is a story that, unlike that song, is most likely familiar to us. Jesus told his listeners, a farmer was sowing seed on his land. Some fell on the path and was eaten by birds. Some landed on rocks and started to grow, but without secure roots, the plants quickly withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and when they grew, the young shoots were choked by the weeds. But the remainder of the seed fell on fertile soil, producing a significant crop. And then we hear the explanation of that parable, as Jesus helps us learn more about the kingdom of God. The seed is God's word, planted in the hearts of those who hear it. Some people, when they hear and receive God's word, fail to act upon it. Some people initially respond positively, but their enthusiasm fades when they encounter stress or challenge. Others hear and respond, but are choked by the demands of the secular world and are unable to thrive. Some people hear the word of God and it grows in their hearts, influencing their everyday lives as their faith matures. And so we understand that although the same seed has been sown, it grows with varying success depending on the quality of the ground it lands in. And so God's word and message is constant, but yet is received differently by those who hear it. So that what then do we learn from this familiar story? Whenever we hear and receive the unchanging word of God, the message holds true. But depending on our current circumstances and personal well-being, there may be a difference in our response to it. Soil needs to be nourished, refreshed, and cared for to remain fertile. And so, to prevent our faith from withering away or not taking root, we need to continue to cultivate our hearts to be good ground. And this will enable our faith to deepen and grow, and thus strengthen our personal relationship with Christ. But how do we do that? Well, perhaps we need to distance ourselves from things that distract us from God, ensuring we put Him first. Perhaps we need to refocus and reprioritize some of the demands on our time. Perhaps we need to take some time out for rest and refreshment. Perhaps we need to recommit to learning more about God through reading our Bibles and coming to church, where we can share fellowship with other Christians and encourage each other. And we can also then come forward to be nourished by the heavenly food of Christ's body and blood at a communion service. And we should spend time communicating with God in prayer, asking Him to open our hearts to receive and nourish His word. And as the word of God bears fruit in our lives and our relationship with Him is strengthened, we then bear witness to this through our interactions with others, in turn sowing the seed of God's word with those whom we meet. We want others to see Christ in us through how we live our lives. We want others to see the growth of God's words evidenced through our thoughts, words, and actions, our values, our attitudes, our behaviors. We want to see and nurture the growth of Christ's kingdom here on earth. And so we pray. Lord, may your word so take root in our hearts, growing and multiplying, so that in faith we may walk the path before us. May you, Lord, be glorified in our lives, so that others will see you in us. Amen.
It seems very appropriate that after the address, we're encouraged to make a collective affirmation of faith in the words of either the Apostles' Creed or the Nicene Creed. So we stand at this point, and the words of the Apostles' Creed, page 112. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord. O Lord, save the King. Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness. O Lord, save your people. Give peace in our time, O Lord. O God, may clean our hearts within us. The appointed prayer for this day and week. Merciful God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as pass our